California's drought drew headlines a year ago when the state mandated unprecedented water cutbacks. Well, what a difference a year makes. Those restrictions have been loosened, and water usage is back up. NPR's Nathan Rott reports on the tricky messaging around drought.
Cheviot Hills, a neighborhood in West LA where a year ago people were heeding the conservation cry.
Hi, I'm Nathan. I'm
people in this neighborhood, like Kelly Kroll, were having their water-thirsty lawns and ivy tore out, and were putting in succulents, cacti, and the dirt paths that line her yard now. By doing that, Kroll was one of millions of Californians who helped the state cut its urban water consumption by 27% last August. This year, Californians cut just shy of 18%, about a 10% slide.
I just feel like the panic, the initial panic, is sort of like died down a bit.
Kroll says she sees it around L.A. People are using more water than they did a year ago.
I think people have kind of gone into denial mode because they're not getting as dire a message anymore.
California State Water Board did away with those mandatory water cutbacks earlier this year. There was political pressure from water users and utilities, and the water situation did improve. And today, about 60% of the state still remains in extreme or severe drought. Peter Glick is the co-founder of the Pacific Institute, a global water think tank.
Absolutely. We're still in a drought. We are way below normal. Our reservoirs are low. Our groundwater is still being grossly overpumped.
And there's no telling what this winter will bring. Glick says it's great that people are still saving some water, but he thinks ending those mandatory cutbacks could have sent the wrong message. And messaging around drought, especially one going into its sixth year, is a really hard thing to do.
How do you keep interest in maybe even more than a long-term drought, maybe a permanent change in our conditions for water in California?
Good question. So we posed it to a couple of people who do messaging for a living. The first is Tony Foligno.
We see this all the time in our work. You know, something could be quote-unquote hot as an issue in the public mindset, and then public sort of moves on. It's not like the issue has been solved.
Foligno is with the Ad Council. You know their work.
Buzz driving is drunk driving.
You can prevent wildfires.
Foligno says communicating something like drought is difficult.
It's not something that you might think of that might immediately affect you and your family.
That's because for urban water users in a place like LA, drought is pretty intangible. The water still runs when you turn on the faucet, unlike in some rural areas where the wells have literally run dry.
The other part about it is the sense of self-efficacy. Are my actions, day-to-day actions, really making a difference, right?
People want to feel a sense of achievement if you're going to ask them to change their behavior.
You're either trying to stop people doing something that they really like doing, or you're trying to get them to do something that is going to be more of a hassle than not doing.
This is Nick Barham. He's the chief strategy officer at TWA Shiat Day, an advertising agency that works with big companies like Apple and Gatorade and also helps with public service campaigns. And he says that to make a long-term change, we need to approach drought differently.
I would try and think about water conservation in the way that we think about our health as something that we try and maintain on a day-to-day basis rather than like a diet, which tends to be a short-term fix to some kind of issue.
California State Water Board says it's prepared to go back to mandatory cutbacks if conservation keeps slipping. In the meantime, they're going to focus on efficiency, all the while keeping their fingers crossed for a wetter winter this year. Nathan Rott, NPR News.